At a critical juncture in the life of Jesus and the apostles, Jesus asked Peter the question, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Now, I've reflected much about this, and I've always asked myself, why did Jesus ask this question, "Do you love me?" Why not, "Simon, son of John, do you remember everything I have said and taught? Or are you up to this?" If I was in Jesus' place, the question would be, "Simon, son of John, you just denied me 3 times. Can I still trust you?" Why was the question, "Do you love me?" It is in the context of this question, folks, that I would like to reflect on today's scripture readings, and here are my 3 points. Simon, son of John, do you love me? Was Jesus going through a crisis? Was that post-resurrection morning breakfast that we heard in today's gospel reading a pity party? Now, you and I know that as the risen Lord, Jesus was no longer fully human and fully divine. He was all God. He was all divine. God does not lack for love because God is love. So Jesus did not ask Peter the question because he needed love and assurance. Rather, he asked the question because without understanding God as love, Peter could not continue Jesus' mission. Jesus asked Peter the question because the ministry that Jesus was entrusting to Peter was a ministry of love. Could Peter love Jesus in the same way that Jesus loved God? Without having learned to love God in the same way that Jesus loved God, Peter would not be who Jesus wanted him to be. Without the love that Jesus had for God, Peter would not be able to carry on the redeeming mission that Jesus began. Today, Jesus is inviting us, just as he invited Peter, to love God as he loved God. Secondly, there is a connection between the question that Jesus asked and the command that he gives to Peter. Each time Peter answered Jesus saying, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you," Jesus referred him back to the nascent church by replying, "Feed my lambs." In other words, Peter's love for God would have to translate into love for people. In fact, Jesus' earthly mission was twofold: uncompromised love of God and unconditional love for humanity. And now it was time to pass on that mission to Peter and the church. For the church's mission to be the continuation of Jesus' mission, Peter must learn to love people as Jesus loved people. And Jesus loved people with gentleness and kindness. He was patient with sinners, understanding of the weak, invited those on the periphery into the mainstream, welcomed everyone to dine with him, while he challenged those in power and authority to humility and service. He invited his followers to forgive others, to love their enemies, to give without measure, to give their cloak off their back, to walk the extra mile, and to refrain from judging. If Peter must carry on what Jesus began, he must love people in the same way that Jesus did. Today, Jesus is inviting us, just as he invited Peter, to love people as he loved people. And thirdly, folks, today we are far removed from the Jesus-Peter encounter. Over the past 2,000 years, Catholicism has been established as an organized religion. As any other organized religion, we Catholics have our own practices, our own system, our own language, our own liturgy, our own laws, our own space, our own organizational structure. But the question today that we are compelled to ask is, what is at the center of it all? Today, more and more, especially the young, are abandoning organized religion. And Catholicism is the biggest loser. What is the reason? When Jesus began his ministry, he encountered Judaism as religion and culture. Opposition to him began to build when he went beyond the boundaries of religion. And because he did so, he was accused of breaking the laws, of blaspheming, or speaking a different language, of eating and drinking with sinners. As opposition began to build against Jesus, a lawyer came to him and asked him, which commandment is the greatest? Jesus interpreted all the commandments through the lens of love, radical love of God and radical love of neighbor. Today, we are present in this church because we are Catholics. And really, what is at the center of it all? What is the crux of our Catholic existence? If religion and Catholicism will remain relevant, it will only be because we imitate Christ-like love. Perhaps we must relearn to love. Perhaps we have to relearn to love like Jesus loved. I began this homily by asking, why was Jesus' question to Peter, do you love me? And now we understand the reason. Today Jesus asks us, do you love me? What shall we say? As we receive communion, let us repeat Peter's answer. Lord, you know that I love you.